I want to talk about what the Lord has done here at Palm Beach Lakes. I think at the end of this service, you're going to rejoice with me and rejoice that you've been a part of magnifying Christ in the things that we're doing. You look at the verses that were read to us, Acts chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, and you look down especially at verse 8 that says, "And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And that's what happened in the first century. Jesus had died, and these disciples wanted the whole world to know that Jesus had died, and they were doing everything they could to carry that message from right where they were in Jerusalem in that isolated area, and then to Judea, that's sort of the county, and Samaria, that's the next county, and to the uttermost parts of the earth, to the ends of the world, the New King James says. Now, when they started doing this, you remember in Acts chapter 13, they selected Paul, and the Holy Spirit actually selected Paul and Barnabas and sent them out on that first missionary journey. And when they came back, Acts chapter 14 and verse 27 says they got the church together. They gathered the church together, and I like the old King James, they rehearsed all that God had done with them. Now you've got the new King James, and they reported all that God had done with them, and then he'd open the door of faith to the Gentiles. Can you imagine how exciting that was? It was a gathering of the church. And there Paul and Barnabas stood up and they would say, "Let me tell you what happened here. Let me tell you down at Cyprus. Let me tell you what happened up in Perga and Pamphylia and in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra and Derbe. And let me tell you of all of those churches that's been established because of the work that this church at Antioch has been doing." You and I need to be appreciative of the fact that we are part of a church that is living and active. And we're trying, like that early church went from Judea to Jerusalem, or from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. That's really what we're trying to do. And the emphasis that we're placing for this sermon and the next sermon all has to do with that contribution that will be collected on the last Sunday of this month. We call that the Mission Sunday because it is that Sunday that we fund not all of our mission work and fund not all of our evangelism. But the elders about 3 years ago decided that they had faith in us that we could do more. And so we were spending about $50,000 a year in foreign missions. And they came before the church and they said, "Look, we want to do more. We believe that the world needs the gospel more." And so on that first Mission Sunday, how thrilling it was whenever you sacrificed and said, "We believe in the evangelism of the world. We believe in carrying the gospel to every creature." That's what Mark 16 verse 15 says, is it not? Preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And you believed in that so much that on that day you gave nearly $125,000. And I'll never forget the remark that one of the elders made. He said, "You know, we just didn't know this congregation. And every year that we've had Mission Sunday, every time that we've had Mission Sunday, you have responded because you believe in the fact that the gospel is the power to save the world, and we need to do everything that we can to win the world to Jesus Christ. You and I need to be a part of that." And how thrilling it is to have been a part of it. And how excited I am as I think about the fact that in just 2 weeks' time that we will have an opportunity again to sacrifice that the gospel might go into all the world. So what I want us to do today is to take this verse, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, that talks about Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and think about how that early church, that's really why the early church existed. If you want a mission statement for the first century church, isn't it Acts chapter 1 that you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you'll be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. And I know the word witness is used in a special, isolated way in relationship to the apostles. But can you not imagine how thrilling it would have been to have been there in Jerusalem and to have been a part of that first church? And then to see the church as it just by nature spread out into that community and then to Samaria and then to the uttermost parts of the world. That's why the church existed. Christ had died and the whole world needed to know about Christ and that Christ was on the throne and Christ was reigning. And the whole world needed to know that. And so from that very small area, Jerusalem, then to a larger area, Judea and to Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. And if that was the heart of the New Testament church, surely that ought to be our heart. And that is, it ought to be our heart to be the church that Jesus established. You want a mission statement for us? To be the church that Jesus established. That's what they were in Jerusalem. To present the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost people of Palm Beach County, to South Florida, to other parts of the world, and to meet the spiritual and physical needs of this congregation, of the community, according to the Scriptures. Isn't that why we exist? Do we not exist to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth? And do not these words sort of parallel what Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the world. And to paraphrase that, to Palm Beach County and South Florida and the other parts of the world. And that's really what God has been doing with us as we have sought to serve Him. So what I want to do is to just spend a few minutes looking at what God did for this church in 2006. We are to be thankful for the very thing that Ron talked about this morning in the announcement, that is that heart-to-heart publication. We do not really appreciate how far-reaching that publication is. But every other month, you've been part, many of you, of putting labels on the 7,800 copies of the Heart to Heart magazine that goes out and reaches out in this area right around this building. It reaches in the area where many of you live. Some of you get this in your home. And our hope is that we can have an even greater impact. I would suppose I do not miss the boat far if I talk about the fact that when I ask visitors, how did you hear of this church? That one of the prime reasons that comes forth, one of the major reasons that comes forth is because of that publication. Let me tell you what happened this week. Now bear in mind that we send this over to Riviera and out here in Palm Beach Gardens and in the area immediately around the building. Would you believe this week that we enrolled somebody in a correspondence course from Lake Worth? Interesting concept. Have no idea how it happened. I could guess maybe one way or the other. But here is that publication and 47,000 of them a year are being sent out. And it's having a tremendous impact in this area. Well, where's the money for that come from? Mission Sunday? That's exactly where that money comes from. And so last January, whenever you made that sacrificial contribution, you became part of reaching 47,000 families, or at least nearly 8,000 six times. That's remarkable, is it not? And we need not to demagnify. We need not to minimize the impact that this is having. When we moved in the building, we used this way of reaching the lost extensively. And God is working at Palm Beach Lakes. That's in Jerusalem. That's our Jerusalem. What's our Judea? Well, trying to expand this, I think this may be a good way of talking about it, and that is our Hispanic work. Have you noticed the new sign down here? Someone drove in the other day and said, stopped and read it, and took them 5 minutes to read it. But can you imagine the impact that this congregation is going to have on the Hispanic community this year? For the very, very first time, we're having, the Alvarengas, Douglas and his family here to work with us and to work among the Hispanics. And right this very moment, God is being praised and God is being glorified in another language in this very building. And a part of the funds that were given last January has made this possible. And the reality is that as we reach out into the community this next year, that a part of the funds that will be used in the Hispanic work will come from Mission Sunday. We ought to thank God for what He's done in this church. And you stop and recognize the fact that the number of Hispanics there are in this area. I was talking to a gentleman just about a month ago. He lives in Mystic Woods, and I said, what percentage of Mystic Woods would be Hispanic? Are you prepared for this? 85% is his number. He lives over there. And his judgment is that 85% of the people just down the road, as you drive out of this building there in that housing complex, you know, 85% of that is Hispanic. What an open door we have for Jesus Christ. And whenever we think about Mission Sunday and making that contribution for Mission Sunday, as you drive back and forth up and down Leo Lane, every time you pass that complex over there, you need to be thinking about how much you're going to give, and you need to thank God that this church believes enough in the gospel of Jesus Christ that we're doing everything we can to reach out to the lost. Now, before we look at the next slide, I want you to take a minute and a half actually, and look at three things that we want to look at right now. When Jesus established the church, they had congregational singing. They partook of the Lord's Supper every week.
He came down from heaven and gave himself.
Why should it be any different today? Come and worship with us. Come, let us go back to the Bible and restore first century Christianity in the 21st century.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors now to people.
Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
And in obedience to his command, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of all of your sins.
Have you done this? Come and worship with us. Come, let us go back to the Bible and restore first century Christianity in the 21st century.
Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors and yell to people.
What are you doing to develop faith in the heart of your children?
Left-handed judge.
Do you know who killed the giant?
No, who killed the giant?
David
killed the giant. Who built the ark?
Noah!
How many doors in the ark?
One!
How many windows in the ark?
One!
What's the best book in the world?
Come and worship with us. Come, let us go back to the Bible and restore first century Christianity in the 21st century.
Does that thrill your soul? Do you know, as a part of Mission Sunday this last year, there were 750 commercials that covered 100,000 homes in the area that we call the Palm Beach area, the Palm Beach Gardens area. Actually, it extends a lot farther west than that. It's just simply the way the Comcast divides it up. And 185,000 homes in that area that's called West Palm Beach. For 8 weeks, this church touched 286,000 homes. Because of you. Because you believe that the world is lost. Because you sacrificed and made it possible for the world to hear these very words that you and I have heard this day. Because you believe that Jesus died, and because you were willing to make whatever sacrifices necessary to ensure that it happened. And I don't know about you, but it's been my experience of people to say, hey, I've seen you last Sunday over at Renova. Those people over there in that assisted living place over there, three different people said, I saw you on television. And it's amazing. Somebody just mentioned to me, in the last few days that at work, somebody says, "You're a member of that church." I said, "Is that church? Does that church really have that much diversity?" You know how special this place is? When I read about that New Testament church of Jew and Gentile, and I stand here and I see the ethnicity of this congregation, I thank God that I'm a part of Palm Beach Lakes. And that very thing, that very commercial said, the individual said, I'm going to come and see that. I'm going to come and see what's going on in that place. That's because of Mission Sunday. And that's what God is doing. And then for the last year over WCNO, five times every week, monies were spent to reach just the vast area. And you look at those circles and you begin to see exactly how far outreaching is that FM signal there on WCNO. Because of you. And at least for the first half of this year, plans are to continue that broadcast. And because of the fact that the world is lost and we're carrying the gospel to Jerusalem and Judea, and this is our Judea as we reach out into that area. And I'm not sure where Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria is, but as we try to parallel that to those verses there, maybe our Samaria is the things that's happening over in Marsh Harbor. Are you thankful that we have a sister congregation, struggling, but growing and thriving? You look at the pictures that are there on the screen and you'll see where the ladies who went over to conduct that ladies' day. And think of the number of times that individuals have gone. Folks like Chuck and others that's gone over to look at their building, see what can be done to help their building. And the debt that we owe to Jeff Leslie and the push that he always gives to that. And you may, if you're not here on a Wednesday night, it seems like that every other week, it's probably not that often, but it seems like every other week we're passing out cards and saying, somebody else has been baptized in Marsh Harbor. Somebody else has been baptized in Marsh Harbor. And that's because of you. And there's a congregation that's meeting over there this very day who will thank God because of you. Folks, that ought to thrill us. If we're talking about what the Lord has done, then we ought to rejoice in that these things are happening. And they're already beginning to assume an even greater responsibility of supporting themselves. They're not to that point yet. But there we're supporting, helping support the preacher that's there and supporting a radio program that is there. And they're already saying, we want to assume a part of that. And brethren, that's exactly the way it ought to be. For us to stand as a sister congregation and get the gospel spread over into that place. And while a lot of our teens are on that camping trip, as we think about some areas that we've gone to, what about that mission trip made by our teens when they went up to Williamsburg, Ohio? And there are the pictures that are there on the screen showing our young people involved in teaching the gospel. And folks, I don't know of anything that has a greater impact on the spiritual lives of our young people than these mission trips. What a blessing it is to those churches. Imagine being in a congregation and all of a sudden someone comes in and conducts a Bible camp there in that building for that entire week. It has a great, great impact on them. But when you ask those who are in the 20-somethings, tell me what impacted your life at Palm Beach Lakes. So many times this is the very thing that comes back. Those mission trips were really such a blessing to us. The time going, the work that we were there, and the time returning, it's something that has impacted my life, and I will never, ever forget. And it happens because of Mission Sunday. And it happens because of you. And then as we think about going to the uttermost parts of the world, think about the fact that this year, on two different occasions, members of this congregation went to El Salvador, and Phil and Valerie, at their own expense, went to Peru, and the work that we're doing in Paraguay, where some six or eight members of this congregation went down and were involved in that work that's down there. Now, I know that going through Chile and Brazil is not the ideal way to get there, but it is one way to get there, and you can ask those who made that mission trip, took them 36 hours to get there, and you'll have some understanding about that. And then I want to remind you of just those missionaries that are there in the uttermost parts of the world. You think about the work down in Paraguay. Chris and Vicky. Chris grew up in this congregation. Chris is one of us. And the monies that are given on Mission Sunday, that kind of money is used to carry the gospel. And when Chris is here and he's showing that building that's down there and we get his report and they're talking about the conversions that are coming about, that's Palm Beach Lakes. We ought not to just look at dollars and cents and think about that. We've got to look at souls and look at people, and that's exactly the thing that's happening. And then the work over in Africa. How long have we been involved in this work in Africa? Was it D. Man Waring that helped us find Tamuka and I lost the other name? What? Anana Aforji and Tamuka. You and I need to appreciate the fact that we're involved in that area. And God's being glorified because of us. And then what about the South Pacific? You know, Robert and Mary Martin, is there anybody loved any more than them? And Joey Treat and his family? Folks, there are 22 island nations in the South Pacific. And it's our association with this work that allows us to be part of saying that 17 of those 22 nations now have the Lord's church there. You see, we are associated with some of the most skilled individuals with the abilities that they have to go and to plant the church in new places. And in all likelihood, you'll never meet somebody from Tonga or somebody from Fiji or somebody from the Nauru Islands or somebody from New Caledonia or somebody from Easter Island or somebody from all of these islands that are there. But on the day of judgment, there'll be some of those people that will look you in the eye, or at least could, and say, I thank God for you, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be going to heaven. And so, unashamedly, I stand and I ask you to think sacrificially 2 weeks from today. Because there are those other nations and those people within that nation. Then what about the work that is involved with Apologetics Press? There's no congregation more closely associated with Apologetics Press and the works of Christian Evidences than this one. I think there are some five board members, and two of the five board members are from this very congregation. Also, the realization of the fact that we collect the funds for the salary of those principal workers that are there and are associated in giving credibility to everything that's involved in that work. Think about their website. Are you aware of the fact that 170 nations come to their website? And an average of 78,000 people per month come to the website. Folks, that's Palm Beach Lakes. You think about that and break the numbers down. This past year, 3.6 million total pages were looked at. That's an astounding number. And Palm Beach Lakes is right in the middle of that. And 300,000 per month, 10,000 per day. And these are unique visitors. When we say 78,000, we're talking about different individuals on the average that come to this site and go from one page to another and finding all of this information. And you know why? It's because last year you sacrificed. It's because of the sacrificial spirit that is a part of the heart of this congregation. And what more can you say about all the publications that are coming out of there? You begin looking at all of the books that are published by them, and your mind is absolutely astounded. Across the bottom here, you'll see a new series of books just for children. And in the middle of the screen, you'll see the 12 new tracts that they wrote, especially for those in, junior high and middle school. But I tell you this, if you're like me, I really enjoy going out as you leave the foyer and finding that track rack that's there on the right and reading those very things. Scholarly written. And you are a part of that. You are a part of that. Palm Beach Lakes to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now that's what we have done this past year. And so we look at that number and begin to put that number on a pyramid. And the base number is some $82,000. But there's more than that. You begin thinking about what we can do if we have $82,000. We'll be able to continue all of these works, every one of these works that I've mentioned again. But can I excite you a little bit more? Do you know the name of Troy Spradlin? Are you aware that Troy is going to the Southwest School of Biblical Studies? And that the monies that are immediately above that those funds that are there is to enable this congregation to be a part of taking another one who is one of us. He didn't grow up in this congregation, but Andrea almost did. You stop and think about, from this very congregation, another missionary is in the making. And if things go according to the plan, in just a very few years, Troy will graduate from that school of preaching. And Troy and Andrea and Josh and Kara are talking so seriously and meeting and praying about becoming missionaries together. Now, if this congregation is going to be the sponsoring congregation, and we verbally said to them, that's where we want to go, that's the direction that we're headed with you, we need mission funds already to begin to supply them if they want to make a survey mission trip. All of those monies that they'll need to initially get set up, to set aside a fund. And so item number 5 is some additional funds for them. And then you begin looking at some of these other things that we have planned for this next year, and you cannot help but get excited to think about expanding the heart-to-heart. And a part of those funds from that line number 3 and 4 is heart-to-heart over into Marsh Harbor to continue the sending those that are there. And then we have these requests that come all the time from people saying, I need to go on a mission trip. Can you help? A lot of times our young people in Christian colleges come and they say, this is what we're planning to do. Well, somebody says, I see some blanks. What's in number 2 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10? And all I can say is, come back next week. You're going to be excited even more next week. Well, what a great way to start thinking about Mission Sunday. To think of the fact that you did without, families did without. Mothers and daddies sat down with children and said, this year we're going to do less than what we did. We're going to give this money to God. And little boys and girls saved up their nickels and dimes and quarters and brought in, been saving them all year. And they became a part of that. And what a great avenue to talk about teaching sacrificial spirit. But what a great manifestation this is of putting first things first. Jesus died. And when he left this earth, he says, his last words, go into all the world. His last words, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the othermost parts of the earth. And the next verse says, and when he had said this, behold, he was lifted up. The last words Jesus spoke on this earth began to be manifested in my life and in your life. Not Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth, but Palm Beach County, South Florida, and to every place on this earth that God can use us. And so I beg of you, as you plan for Mission Sunday, to think sacrificially. It's been a hard year financially for all of us. You've seen your insurance rate for this next year. You check the number of miles you've got on your automobile. You stop and think about the cost of living, the cost of gasoline, and all of that, all of those things. And so many of you are on fixed income. And it's so difficult for you to make it. And some that are not on fixed income are in exactly the same way. But I'm asking that you pray every day, God, help us. Bless us in whatever way you can, that we may be the light of the world. Individually, we're the light of the world. But collectively, Jesus having said, ye are the light of the world, he then talks about a collection of a city that's set on a hill whose light cannot be hidden. And I like to think of this place as a beacon of light that shines the light of the gospel of Jesus around this building in outlying areas and to the uttermost parts of the world. May God help us to do his will. We've talked about what the Lord has done for Palm Beach Lakes. Can I tell you what the Lord can do for you? If you'll believe in Jesus, in a biblical sense, you'll not be condemned. John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, except you believe that I'm he, you'll die in your sin. John 3:16 says, you should not perish but have everlasting life. And we need to understand that God can lead us to everlasting life. If we'll make up our mind, it's called repentance. Acts chapter 11 talks about repentance unto life. God will do that for you and give you a life. Because when you confess your faith in Jesus as the Son of God, Acts chapter 8 and verse 37, you can then be baptized into the very death of Jesus, and God will wash away every wrong you've ever done in your life. Never, ever to think about it again. Washed in the blood. We've been singing about this marvelous Redeemer. That's what this is all about. And when he washes away our sins, he adds us to his family, to his church. And he says to every one of us, now you just be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. If you need to respond to this invitation, won't you let it be known by coming to the front as together we stand and sing. Will you come?